Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Locatello. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Allen. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace strikes out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn takes first base on ball four. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cullenbine for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello strikes out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell takes first base on ball four. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cullenbine who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Trosky goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heat scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is called out on strikes. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 1 in the game. Strange strikes out. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Locatello settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McQuinn. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Strange fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trosky. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullenbine is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0 for 1 in the game. Locatello hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack strikes out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Allen Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0-for-2 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cullenbine. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lucadello. Walker reaches second base with a double. Weatherly scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Walker steals third. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a line drive into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Indians. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-2 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Desotles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky fields the ball and throws to Feller covering. Safe. Grace moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grace moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Johnny Lucadello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucadello is 0-for-2 in the game. Lucadello strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Farrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Desodles hits a fly ball into left field. Locatello settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into center field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hefner strikes out. One out. Bobby Estilella pinch hits for Johnny Allen. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 0 for 3 in the game. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Grube now catching. Johnny Nagiling now pitching. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Weatherly bunts towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to second. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grube for a passed ball. Boudreau moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Grube interferes with Trosky, who is awarded first base. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange misplays the ball. That's an error on Strange. Boudreau scores. Trosky moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Locatello settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grace moves to third. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0 for 3 in the game. Locatello hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 3 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Cullenbine. Mack reaches second base with a double. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Desautels hits a fly ball into left field. Locatello settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 3 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into left field. Locatello settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nick Ealing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick pinch hits for Johnny Nick Ealing. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Max scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hefner strikes out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.